Husky hack. What in the world is that?
Well, when you think of hack, a lot of negative images come to mind. More often, people think of the Sony hack, Edward Snowden, and the information hack. To those of us who have credit cards and are out in the working world, we think of Target, Home Depot, and many, many other institutions that have been hacked. Hacking in that sense and historically has been used as individuals with computers who, through coding, find ways to access data that's proprietary in nature. And that data then is used for their own personal gain or for intentions that are not entirely pure. The hack event that NIU is looking to put on and participation with Code for America and their National Day of Civic Hacking and Coding is taking the term hack and making it a hackathon, which is a hack for good. And how this is different is that individuals who are interested in coding access publicly available data and use that for good purposes. There's nothing evil, malicious, unintended. This is looking at problem solving and challenges that communities of all sort, it could be a medical community, it could be, in the case of the event on Saturday, June 6th, looking at local government and making it more transparent to the public, using data to help solve problems, answer questions. Everybody has a phone these days. Everybody plays games. What they don't realize is that they're actively engaged in different problem solving, whether it's through a game, whether it's accessing information on where to park. I know NIU would love to have a mobile app to tell where parking is available for students. Here in our greater community, the nonprofits could be served. Imagine our students talking to our local nonprofits and finding out that perhaps if they could find a mobile app for their marginalized populations that work with the housing homeless shelters. In the wintertime, shelters could upload active bed availability. So we're looking to solve problems that way. It's taking data that is open and using it to solve problems.
So once again, just to be clear, hacking is not evil in this sense. I think it's the word that frightens people. So it's not going in and finding someone's password and getting behind the wall in some governmental body.
Absolutely not. It's a hack for change, hacking for good. It could be a hack where you're empowering certain individuals. So this is always data that's publicly available. And the most interesting thing about the hack culture, they're looking to build off what others have. And so the neat thing about the hack culture in this sense is that they're very open. They're very, very much into collaborative workspace and sharing. For example, the city of Chicago has quite a number of apps. So the structure has been built. Their data sources is from Chicago information. Individuals could take that information and go to the public website, access the coding for that app, and then just insert where they get their information and change it so that that app, they're not recreating the wheel. They're now building off it and making it relevant to their citizens and their constituents. You know, more and more technology is becoming part of us. And it's important for students who are not just coders, but think of it from a 360 problem solving. When you put a coder in a room, they're writing code, but they don't understand how that code is going to impact the end user.
You can't do this without open source, I would think.
Absolutely, you cannot. There are hundreds and hundreds of websites that provide open data for sharing. It's very interesting how much GIS ties into this, Global Information System. And that really ties over to, again, it's not just coders. There's bringing in another discipline that ties into it when you're looking at location-specific solutions. You need to have that integration. If you're looking at a desktop or a mobile app, it needs to look pretty. So you have your art and visualization. There's so many ways of reaching out to people nowadays. In particular, individuals with visual and hearing impairments, you bring those in. That's, again, important on how to understand and utilize and develop applications that are readily available to solve solutions. I've learned how to code this last year. It's a different language when you're my age and learning it, but I was really, really proud of a web page that I created. And certainly if I can do it, I know the students that attend NIU are more driven and have the energy to follow through with this. And it's an interesting culture. It's a good culture to be involved in.
What happens on this day when people get together?
National Day of Civic Hacking is sponsored by Code for America, a nonprofit organization that works with local government entities to build transparency and sharing of data. And so if you go to their hackforchange.org website, the challenges are listed there. And these challenges have been submitted from all over the U.S., from owning a home, how to make it easier for consumers to shop and get a good mortgage. So you're going to work on developing ways using coding and different applications there, a mapping party for critical infrastructure. Case in point, the tragedy that happened with Fairdale and the tornadoes. Now here's an opportunity to take something in our own backyard and look at mapping the destruction, the pattern, how people have responded to develop an application for EMS services. So you have all these different challenges that are available with open data sets that are out there. You could work on climate change. You could do a trademark scavenger hunt. I mean, so there's fun things that are involved. There's things involving birds, international travel guides with the Peace Corps, all these different things. So participants, and this is open on June 6th, not only to students, but it's open to the public.
And this is going to be happening where?
This Saturday at the Founders Library in the cafe in the basement. Steve Halixar, who is associated with the university, will be running the event that day. It begins at 1 o'clock and ends at 5 o'clock. We have a little shorter window simply because there's not as many students on campus. But if you're part of the public, please stop by. If you're curious to know what hacking and coding is, talk to the individuals doing this. They're very approachable, why they're interested, how they go about doing these things. Again, I am not a hacker, but I fully endorse using this technology for good, because we can solve so many different problems through an interdisciplinary effort that hacks for good, uses open data and turns it around and takes the negativity out of the hack word.